So God's going to laugh at these people. You know, they're going to try to cast their cords from us. They're going to try to do all this stuff. We might have a visit. Is the Antichrist here? Oh, okay. Last week we had the Antichrist show up at the end of the service. So anyway, hopefully it's not. But you know, the thing is, these people are going to try to overthrow God. But you know what? He's going to laugh at them. He's going to laugh when they try this garbage. The Lord's going to have them in derision. And what does derision mean? It means contemptuous ridicule or mockery. It's funny that, you know, God laughs. The times he laughs, though, is when we wouldn't think that he would laugh at somebody. He's laughing when they're being destroyed. He's laughing when he's like, you know, they're raging. They think they can do all this stuff against Christ. They think they can come. They think that at the Battle of Armageddon that they're going to have this 200 million man army that's going to come. And we're going to win because we got the numbers. We got the reprobate army. And you know what? We're not going to have to lift a finger.
Yep.
Because he's going to destroy them with the sword of his mouth. That's what the Bible says. And what does that mean? He's going to talk them to death. What's the sword of his mouth? The word of God.
Amen.
You know, when he says die, they just die. That's what I think. I mean, and then, you know, I mean, it's a pretty gruesome scene if you think about it. 200 million people being killed by Christ. And the Bible says that the armies will follow with him, right? When he comes back. That time in Revelation chapter 19, it talks about it. But we're not going to have to lift a finger. That's why he thinks it's funny. You know, it's funny. You know when someone says something really dumb to you and you're like, no. It's kind of what he's doing. It's like, they think they can, no. Kill them. Right?